From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting as leaders of the group of seven richest nations gather in Canada for an annual two-day summit. A key economic advisor to President Donald Trump said he's not backing away from his trade policies, which Larry Kudlow described are aimed at fixing a broken global trading system.
There are disagreements. He's sticking to his guns. And he's going to talk to them. Communication, the lines are open, the negotiations are ongoing.
The G7 meeting comes amid disputes over U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel imports that have angered U.S. allies and prompted threats of retaliation. Kudlow says the global trading system is broken, needs reform. Mr. Trump is using tariffs to make the necessary changes.
I think free world trade is a very good thing indeed, but it is broken. And President Trump is trying to fix it. And that's a key point. As I've said before, I think he's the strongest trade reformer in many decades.
He said Mr. Trump's policies are aimed at fair and reciprocal trade as well as growth.
My great hope is that our friends at the G7 will take notice of these policies and work with us to extend and expand them so we can have a prosperous U.S. and world economy.
Ahead of her participation, German Chancellor Angela Merkel predicted difficult discussions.
Freitag und Samstag wird jetzt der G7-Gipfel.
Speaking to Parliament, she said everybody knows we have difficult discussions on the economy, trade, climate protection, development and foreign policy, especially the U.S. decision to pull out of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Five Kenyan policemen were killed Wednesday when their vehicle detonated an improvised explosive device. The blast occurred in Harar village near the Kenya-Somali border. Authorities suspect it was planted by Somali al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. In Guatemala,